Hi, this is Amy, April's team member. I want to welcome you to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks. In this three-part series, we are so grateful that Jacqueline Strawn shares her experiences with the Healy device. In this first episode, Jacqueline told us what motivated her to try the Healy and then what happened. Please note that this is a continuation of a longer conversation with Jacqueline, where she also talked about her powerful experiences while taking April's level one and level two courses and what happened to her afterwards. Make sure you listen to those episodes as well. Jacqueline, you have so many stories. It's a true joy, but I really wanted to know if you could talk to us a little bit about the next really big experience that you had in working with April. It's a little bit more recent. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes. Again, amazing with technology. You get an email and there's this email. I think this little device could potentially, you know, change your life. And I'm like, how have I never heard about this thing? So I kind of just take a quick browse down the information and I'm like, I'm going to reach out and just see what this thing is all about. And if it's what she's kind of saying, I think I would like to know more. So my back history is, I would say, of the things I've gone through, a lingering problem has been headaches, along with migraines. So it has been enough that it has affected my work in a way that if I were to work on horses, I would have to schedule 1 to 2 days off because I would have a migraine for 24 hours and being very nauseated the whole nine yards. So if you've ever dealt with a migraine, it's not one of those things you work through. You can work through a headache, but you do not work through a migraine. And I always just kind of felt like this is how my life is going to be. It's been since about 2007 as I've had them pretty consistently, multiple migraines a month. And then those headaches kind of in between, you know, sometimes you have a headache the day after, but I have never medicated myself with a migraine because I always felt like what I would hear is people would have these like then hangovers the next day from medication. And then everything I know about pharmaceuticals, which is not that much, but I know like this much of, again, experience and friends and family. It's just not something I ever felt comfortable delving into. And I never feel like the medical community's had a great grip on it either. There's a lot of people on a lot of medications that still have them. So I just never felt like for me, it was an avenue I was going down. So I've done all the other stuff. I've done massage, myofascial work, chiropractic, nutrition. And I get results, you know, maybe less, or I might go like a couple of weeks without one. But all in all, if I had a big work day, I knew the next day it was not going to be pleasant. And I kind of equated it to that I was picking up on too much of their stuff. Okay. So I actually quit working on people because of that. Because I was like, well, maybe the people I'm working on, I'm picking up way too much stuff from. And horses, it's not quite as bad. So it changed my business because I was like, well, I'll just not work on people. I'll only do horses. And I'll just kind of, this is how I'll schedule out my months and we'll go from there. And I tried like the glasses in case I was in fluorescent lights and all of those types of things and made it little changes. So my thought process in talking to April, she had just mentioned that it had gotten like a level of FDA clearance specifically for migraines. And I'm like, well, if this little device could potentially reduce migraines from where I'm currently at, why not try it?
Right.
And at $2,500, I thought like for the resonance at that point, I kind of thought I have spent way more than that over the years in trying to fix my headaches, but I've also easily lost that in income because of having to take the time off.
Yeah, and that's a huge hit.
So it was just like, well, I can probably justify this. If I could reduce my headaches even by, you know, 35 to 50% would be amazing. And gain some control back over my schedule. So I ended up ordering one. And I went on and, you know, YouTubed a bunch of different things to try to gain some more information sure. about what all that it did. But I was familiar with biofeedback. So yeah. I, at that point, I was spending $150 for a session of biofeedback. And you've got to sit there for like 2 or 3 hours. You've got to go through the whole thing. And then you're going to leave with another $400 worth of supplements that they're going to give you because that's what the biofeedback machine told them to do. So that's where I was like, well, heck, in four sessions, I'm virtually going to have this thing paid for. It gives me a chance to do something every day back for my health. So I ordered it. I got it in December. And it, again, kind of like April's classes, exceeded my expectation of what it was actually going to do. So if people out there are not super familiar with what this has, but it's pre-programmed with so many different programs. And then within each program, there's sub-programs. And it's anywhere from super spiritual, emotional stuff and homeopathic medicine to very basic pain, local pain, joint pain, migraine pain, tooth and jaw pain. So my first experience was I drove to go work on horses and the lady had Christmas cookies. So red food coloring, gluten, sugar, all the things probably shouldn't eat, but I was
they're
like,
so oh, good.
And she's such a good baker. Like they were like, thought they were like everything you picture a cut up cookie to be. And so I was like, darn it. My daughter was with me. So she was eating. And if she ate a half, mommy had to have a half. So, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's red dye. I so should not have red dye. I think this could trigger a headache. So I'm working on horses. I'm eating these foods that I probably shouldn't be eating. And so I'm just like, I'm probably going to have a freaking migraine tomorrow. This sucks. So my Healy, I had just gotten it. So it was charging the whole drive up there. And it had like, finally the green light went off. I was like, yay, it's ready to go. So I'm done working on horses. I go out to my car. I turn on the app. I run my resonance scan and boom, out of all the programs, migraine. Number one thing pops up on it. I'm like, well, shut the front door. My mind is blown. How did it know? Of all the programs that this thing could pick up on right now.
Yeah.
And it was like 87% relevant at the time. So I was like, so it picked up. It's going to get a little personal here, but it picked up migraine, tooth and jaw pain, anxiety, depression. Mm-hmm. And I was quite thrown by the anxiety depression one, but I was so excited that the migraine one had actually popped up that I was sure. like, there's a chance that this thing's actually going to help me. The fact that it through my fingerprint totally picked up on migraine. So at that stage, I had had the little bit of pulsing in my temples as I was driving. My eyes were getting sensitive. It was going to start to turn to night. So I was going to be dealing with other oncoming cars. And I just kind of was getting prepared for what my next 24 hours probably was going to be right. because I indulged in the cookies and whatnot. And then Charlie and I get home and next thing you know, I'm like mucking out horse stalls and I'm like, wait a second, I feel fine. What in the world? I was like, that little machine actually like do something like, wow. Needless to say, I am going on what, almost 10 weeks, I think, maybe a little over that. I've not had a headache nor a migraine since. And I have learned so much. So I'm going to just tap back to the tooth and jaw pain was not that unheard of. I've had issues like TMJ that I've always kind of thought maybe there was a little connection to that, you know, with the migraine. So I kind of thought those two things, as far as a physical thing, were pretty right on, but the anxiety and depression, I was like, man, I'm not really sure what that's all about. So I ended up running some programs specific for those. And as the programs were running, the information starts kind of coming into my head that I'm like, you know, it's right. Since COVID has been around, I never used to think twice about going into a gas station to get a bottle of water or get a cup of coffee. I never thought twice about like if my daughter and I wanted to maybe like stop somewhere on the way home, like Whole Foods or whatever, and just go in and maybe pick some fun stuff out. But there's this self-talk that's happening now, which is, do I want to put a mask on? If I don't put a mask on, are people going to bite my head off? My daughter's young enough. She's not supposed to have to wear one, but she sometimes gets the look. So then I'm going to have to get her out. We're going to figure out if I'm going to put a mask on her or not. If I do wear a mask, I'm kind of in an area that, you know, are people going to just think I'm a sheep? And what is kind of going on? So I would end up not going. So I was like, it's right. There is kind, I'm not saying I needed to be medicated by any way, shape, or form on what I thought was this traditional anxiety or traditional depression, but it definitely hit on that, this new form of anxiety of people's judgment. What is somebody thinking of you if you do this? And what if somebody thinks of you doing this? And ultimately it's my decision. And quit getting in my space and putting your judgment on me. So I guess I was starting to realize I had some anxiety. So the second portion was the depression one. I can't say completely unheard of. Maybe as a teenager, I had moments of just like not feeling like you fit in, whatever. But it was never again something always on my mind. And I don't think anybody that knows me would describe me as depressed. But then it dawned on me about chronic pain with headaches. How can my mental being not be somewhat depressed at the idea of, by simply doing my job, my calling, my work, that I then suffer for potentially 24 to 48 hours? And not only deal with that, not being able to be a mom, which I think is the best gift given to anyone, is being a good mom to your kids. And so when that potential is stripped away from you because you have a migraine, and I'm sorry, you can't just fight through it. I'm going to be a little snippier. I'm not going to be as patient. I can't be as loving because I'm nauseous. Oh my God, don't jump on my stomach. She wants to go out and play. And I'm like, honey, I can't. Like, I'm just trying to be in survival mode right now, more or less anything else. And yes, could somebody come and babysit? I have a wonderful family. Sure, they could. But that is lost time that I'm never going to gain back with her. So yeah, there probably was a new form of depression going on that I wasn't giving even the proper recognition in dealing with those headaches. So as that's disappeared over this 10 weeks, that's where I said this Healy has changed my life or beyond my expectation, because not only did I ever think I could go 10 weeks without a headache, I mean, because that's also two menstrual cycles or three menstrual cycles, right? Like with none, you know, everybody thinks, well, it's specific to that. No, it wasn't. It was an inflammatory process in the central nervous system. Obviously, that's that nauseous connection or whatever. So the Healy is not, and I say this, that I'm not saying the Healy is the 100% reason that it's gone, but the Healy gave me this power back to do four different things. Number one, after I'm in a barn or in an environment, I can run a scan, and sometimes it's allergies that pops up. Mm. Sometimes it's energetic protection that pops up. So that's when I think, okay, it's Wi-Fi maybe in the barn that I was a little sensitive to. And then my arms are being held up high, so I have some inflammation just from being older, whatever. So it was almost like this sandwich stacking effect. That's why I could never put my finger on what caused a headache. So I could now picture, I'm at barn number one, allergies comes up. They use corn cob bedding that's in all the hair coat. I'm getting kind of inflamed and irritated. Now I can kind of feel that I'm not feeling my best. Now I want to eat sugar and have a Snickers bar to make myself subconsciously feel better. And oh, now that I'm there, have I even drank any water? Well, it's cold outside. I really don't want to drink ice cold water. So I drink hot coffee. It's more dehydrating. And now I'm getting irritated. I can feel the pulse in my temples. Now I'm getting anxious that I'm about to get a migraine. And then boom. So I started to learn in this short amount of time that's why it wasn't one specific thing. That I could eat gluten some days, but then other days it seemed to be that was the thing that triggered a migraine. Well, it's probably because there was this underlying four other things that I didn't even give enough power to know that it was causing a problem. So now, as soon as I'm done working, you know, on a set of horses or whatever, I'll run a scan. I see what shows up. I run the Healy in between, you know, horses. Sometimes when I'm working on horses, I just keep it on. And it's been life-changing. And the second thing that all of a sudden, out of all the muscle testing that I do, I have never thought to ask the simplest question. If I eat this food, will it give me a migraine? Why have I never asked that? So freaking simple. And so it was just like some kind of mental clarity shows up in using this Healy that I started to do that. And I am also quite amazed. It seems to be more seasoning than anything, like quote unquote MSG seems to be the thing that I can have gluten, but if it's gluten with a bunch of seasoning on it, not so great. So it's been so cool. And then I see on the Healy, you know, it has gastrointestinal food sensitivities. I'm like, why? I'm going to eventually start utilizing this so that when I go to a restaurant, I now muscle test the food to see what I can safely eat and still feel good, which has been amazing. But eventually I think it's going to get to the point where those sensitivities and those things improve. I also started to find like the Healy was like changing something. I wanted to drink a ton more water. I already drink a lot of water, but I just like wanted to drink even more water. Like I think as my body's vibration, as it's healing and it's getting better, it's like, it's vibing with like, yeah, you want this. I still drink coffee. I have not had to eliminate some of the things I love, right? Like, this is not about what kind of sacrifice you have to make to live. Like, I don't just live on lettuce. Actually, lettuce is one of the things that my body doesn't necessarily want. But it, like, I started kind of going through, and there was this Anthony Williams heavy metal detox that I had wanted to do. And I was like, I'm going to do this while I'm running my Healy for the next, like, 45 days. And oh my word, like, I look forward to those delicious little wild blueberries and the cilantro. And like, so I've just found that I've made the change to what I muscle test for. I've made the change to scan after the things and recognize what my body is asking for in between the sessions, the increase in water, and adding for me the heavy metal detox smoothie, which I had associated with, you know, the mercury, like all those things that I have worked on in so many other layers over the years since 2007. Like, why not use this opportunity as my body is cleansing on this vibrational frequency way? Let's add some really powerful stuff. I totally vibe with Anthony Williams on his ways of eating. Like, it totally makes sense. And who does not want to eat living fruits and vegetables? Like, it's no sacrifice. It's quite a bright, delightful, wonderful way. Now, do I still enjoy a pizza? Yes, I do. Hamburgers? Yes, I do. I'm a farm girl, so I can't just totally like step away from that. I have a child, so, you know, sometimes eating, you know, I have to totally pay attention to what she wants too. So that has been where I'm not saying the Healy is going to fix everybody's migraine, because we have migraines for multiple different reasons. We have headaches and chronic pain for different reasons, but you can utilize it in ways that it helps you to clue in to what your body's actually wanting in the moment. Not yesterday, not 6 months ago, today. Peel it out of the way. What shows up tomorrow? What still needs work? Give the vibration to it. Take your supplements. So I've learned in such a short amount of time, how to really try to gain as much from it as I can. I do use it on all of my own horses and my clients and the dogs. Like, super short story, I have a 14, 15-year-old Jack Russell in really good health. But before I had my daughter, I he was my pseudo child. He traveled with me everywhere. Planes, trains, automobiles, it didn't matter. My little Blizzard was with me everywhere all the time. If I came to your barn to work on horses, you expected my little dog Blizzard to be with me. Just a perfect little gentleman. And he, since I've had my daughter, I know everybody says dogs can be like kids. Yes, they can. But once you have kids, like, I don't know, it's a love like you just don't even know. So my little Blizzard did sometimes have to live outside with my Labrador, who's my like guard dog. You know, she's my number one outdoor dog. So I was like, Blizzard, you can go be out there. And so he didn't get to go with me as much because, you know, he wants to get in the car seat and whatever. So Blizzard over the last 2 years has kind of taken a little bit of a back seat. So I run the scan on him. And the first thing that shows up is feels as though he deserves to be loved by his mother. And I am like, oh, hark, broken. What? Does he really feel that way? And I'm like, well, this is so sad. And I'm like, well, I have got to let Blizzard know. Like, dude, you are still my, you're my number one dog now. You know, you're just, that's okay. Like, so, and he felt like he should be able to make some more of his own decisions. He wanted some freedom, which equates to a Jack Russell, that he should be able to run across two fields, a mile and a half to my mom and dad's farm where the cats are so that he could chase the cats all morning. So I've allowed him to do that again, instead of putting him out, you know, and containing him. I let him run free when it's safe. And I started to listen to the few things that he was asking for. And people would say, you know, do you see the difference in your dog? And I'm like, not only do I see the difference, I've had other people in my family notice the difference in Blizzard of how he acts, but he used to do the typical dog avoidance of children. I will put up with this, but I would choose to go sleep over here. I would choose to not have her drag on my collar. I would prefer her not to try to sit on me. Since I've been running the scans and running the frequencies and listening to that aura scan and just verbalizing and showing him how much I do still care about him as a dog, he chooses to sleep with her now. He chooses to go, like if we're both near the couch or on the couch, he chooses to go be with her. So it has changed him in a way that I was like, I mean, I didn't even know that Healy could do things like that. So I was like, it's amazing. So I had to, of course, run it on my Labrador female that's outside who's 4 or 5. And I'm like, well, I can't wait to see. Doesn't care about anything other than doesn't understand why she's not having puppies and wants to be a mom. Well, she is an unfixed, of course, female. So hers is all about nature, which is, why do I not have babies? I just want to have babies. So we also remedied that. I found her another gorgeous AKC lab, talked to the girl. I said, you have a beautiful lab. I have a beautiful lab. We should let them have puppies. So please. So that will be happening in spring. So Pearl is also getting her wish to be able to have beautiful little puppies, and we will see. So the Healy has just like, it's
like surreal,
right? It brings like this mathematical equations that allows it to be so scientific, but then it brings this spiritual, mental, emotional, like you can take out of the Healy what you want, but then you can also expand your own mind to like, I didn't even know I needed this for me, like the anxiety and the depression. Yeah. That's not something I would have seeked out help for. It's not anything like that. And it's not like I needed to go talk to a therapist for 4 hours. No, I needed the vibrational frequency to let my body handle and digest that. So that now when I think about putting a mask on, I really don't care. It's my decision. I'm going to do it. And really anything somebody else could say or think, it just kind of runs off my back. So that's why I said, it's like, you start vibing so high, all this low vibrational stuff, it can't kind of touch you. Like you're in a different place. Like it just doesn't bother me the way it maybe did before, whether it was been subconscious or not. So the Healy's been such a huge impact on me physically, but then there's been all this other like super fun. Like my sister goes through and she takes the Healy and vibes all the horses' water with Bach flowers and the slusher salts. And she turns their water into healing water for them. And so we've been doing all these like fun little things, like how the horses are reacting. So, you know, it's, I think for the value, it is one of the coolest in being artificially intelligent. Like, I love that if you and I are running the same program, we're not getting the same frequencies. Like, that's amazing. Like, that is just, that is Star Trek technology coming to 2021, that anything I could have thought of as a kid watching that, that I'm like, it's actually come to fruition. Like, scan, I need this, it gives me this. Boom, I've done a portion of healing today without having to physically take something, without, you know, like, it's, you're just wearing it, you just have it. Like, I don't know, I think it's probably one of the coolest inventions that I have seen out there, so reasonably priced that it is the way of the future of medicine. Like, it totally makes sense. And again, you take science with some spirituality and add some mental, emotional stuff in there. How freaking cool is that?
If you would like to learn more about the Healy device for yourself, please email April at healyforyourhealth@gmail.com. HEALY, the number 4, yourhealth@gmail.com. If you want to hear more of Jacqueline's Healy story, be sure to listen to part 2, where she talks more about how long Healy sessions last and what she's learning. And part 3, where she describes how the Healy is impacting her work with horses as a practitioner. And last, Jacqueline has also graciously shared her powerful experiences while taking April's level 1 and 2 courses and what happened to her afterwards. Make sure you listen to those episodes as well. Thanks for joining us.